Karen Ann Miller is here, the executive planner for Kane County Development Department. Where the Fox Goes is the website, wherethefoxgoes.com, to find out about some of the places and things we're about to talk about. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
I'm great.
So we're talking about the Fox River, but the area where it cuts through Kane County, right?
Yes. Mostly.
And Kane County would be what towns? Where are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Elgin, Aurora, St. Charles, Batavia, North Aurora, Montgomery.
So does the Fox River wind its way through all of those places?
Yes, those are the river towns.
I see. And then what is the idea? You want people to kayak on it, rent boats, camp, visit that area? Is that the idea?
Yes. Our original idea was that we found out about the National Park Service National Water Trail System several years ago. And a number of us along the Fox River in both Wisconsin and Illinois decided it would be a fun idea to try and create the fabulous Fox Water Trail. And so we worked for a number of years. We have many, many partners that have worked with us to put our water trail together. We met the criteria of the National Park Service, and a year ago, last June, we were designated by the Secretary of the Interior to be part of the National Park Service National Water Trail System. Mm.
Is there an actual trail, then, that winds its way along the river through all these towns?
Well, it's actually, the water trail is on the river. So what we've created...
It's a water trail.
It's a water trail.
Got
exactly.
It.
And the purpose is for... non-motorized watercraft, so canoes, kayaks, paddle boards, to encourage that type of recreation. So we've created a website with a series of maps that show you different access sites, that show you where the portaging is, where the dams are, the different communities. We also have detailed information about each of the access sites, so you know what's there. We've created dozens of itineraries, which is also on our website, where you can choose where you might like to paddle. And that way you can find out, according to our itineraries, what it's like to paddle that particular segment, and also where you can get out and enjoy different things along the river.
It's nice that you have a central location for that. I think a lot of us have driven over the river, and we've seen people doing that, and we wonder, how did they get to do that? Where do they go? How do they sign up? Where do they find the kayak or the canoe? But you've got a location online for that, right?
We do. We have, on our itineraries, we tell you in that particular area where you may be able to rent a canoe or kayak.
So what's an example of something people do then? How many miles do they go? How does the pickup and drop off work? What are some of the services you're talking about?
We do have one that is down in the Aurora area, Howling Wolf Canoe and Kayak. And if you contact Jake Wolf, he can set up a tour for you. He rents canoes and kayaks. If you are a newbie, he will show you how to canoe or kayak and tell you about all the safety things that you need to do. He will take you out on the river. He can also set up a tour for groups if you're interested in.
So you mentioned that the National Park Service designated you, or you qualified for the designation. What does that mean? What do you have to do? How is that special?
Well, it elevates us to a national level. We have a webpage on the National Park Service National Water Trail System, which has all kinds of photographs. It tells you how to get to our website. It also gives you description of what the Fox River is like, what the fabulous Fox Water Trail is like. Once we were designated, the Park Service put out an announcement with the designated trails. Not all of them are water trails. Some of them are land-based trails. And we got all kinds of national coverage on this, which was very good for us.
Yeah.
We can also use that if we're looking for funding. In fact, right now we are working with some federal and state funding, and within a year we will probably have 4 or 5 additional access sites with what's called universal design accessibility type of access site in Kane County along the river.
Yeah. Have people noticed? What's the response been? Are folks showing up?
Oh, yeah. It has been very positive from the very beginning. we kind of went out and, you know, kind of threw the message out there just to see what kind of response we would get. Like I said before, we have many, many partners along the river, including local governments, park districts, organizations, environmental type organizations, residents that like to paddle. And the response has been very positive. It's really been a fun project.
It's, you know, it's an I don't know. I guess I would call it an urban area. It's certainly a developed suburban area that we're talking about. Is there wildlife on there? Are there foxes up and down the Fox River?
There's different kinds of wildlife because as you paddle on the Fox River, and let's say for instance through Kane County, you paddle through all different kinds of landscapes. We have a lot of farmland in Kane County. Most of it is to the west of the river, but there still is some that's along the river. There's a lot of publicly owned land along the river. So that's where you would find the majority of the wildlife, like deer, heron. We're starting to see more and more bald eagles along the Fox River. And then you get into suburban and more urban landscapes along the river. So it's a very diverse.
I do have a swag bag from Fabulous Fox National Water Trail through Kane County. 158 miles of Fox River trails to paddle and hike and fish and explore. And we can give that away right now to caller number 10-312-981-7200. A swag bag with all of the maps and t-shirts and whatnot for you, caller number 10. And then I'll also mention that if you go to the contest page at WGNradio.com, we've put together kind of an overnight stay as well where you can pick a spot along the Fox River. Like, I believe we're going to put you up at the Hotel Baker, right?
That's right.
Where's the Hotel Baker?
That's in St. Charles, right along the river.
I've stayed there before, and it was a while back, but I just thought it was a lovely boutique hotel right on the river. What are some of the towns or destinations, restaurants or places to stay, places to shop along the Fox River in Kane County?
Well, there's quite a bit, and you can actually find that information if you go to our website, wherethefoxgoes.com. That website will show you specifically in Kane County. You can go on to, from that website, the Explore Elgin, also the St. Charles Business Alliance, and the Aurora Area Convention and Visitors Bureau to find out what's going on in the different towns and cities and, you know, what restaurants are available. We've had a lot of interest, interestingly, from some of the microbreweries in the Tri-Cities area, meaning St. Charles, Batavia area, where they're just interested in finding out more about the water trail, and some of them are along the Fox River. Sturdy Shelter is one in Batavia. We gave a presentation there and had a fun time.
Sturdy Shelter, that's a brewery?
That's a microbrewery, right.
Yeah, right. Any others that you want to mention? Restaurants or places to eat or drink or stay along the way?
Well, let's see. I like Stockholm's in Geneva. Geneva, again, is along the river. There's a number of restaurants in Geneva, especially down on 3rd Street. That's a very popular place for tourists to go and shop.
But then if I do that, but I mean, I want to also, if I want to use the river, then I need a place to get in a canoe or on a kayak somewhere near Geneva as well, right?
That's right.
But I guess that's all laid out on the website and on the maps, right?
That's right. In Geneva, for instance, there's Milray Cyclery, which is Main Street and the river. It's on the east side of the river, and you can rent a canoe or kayak there, and then, you know, kayak or canoe where you would like to go. Like I said, on our website, we have great maps that you can print out or you can download on your phone or tablet when you're on the river to see where you're going and plan your trip using our itineraries.
So here's what we've got, the WGN Radio sweepstakes for a chance to win a two-hour guided tour from Howling Wolf Canoe, you mentioned them, in kayak, dinner for two at Sidecar Supper Club in Batavia, and an overnight stay at the historic Hotel Baker in St. Charles. The contest ends this week. As you listen to us now, I'd open up a browser, click on right now, go to WGNradio.com/contest and click on that and register to win. It sounds like fun.
It is.
Any last things you want us to know about the Fox River as it winds its way through Kane County?
Well, you know, we are very accessible. I think the Fox Valley is kind of a hidden gem. And it's accessible to all in the Chicago region because we have these wonderful communities, and we have also along the Fox River, I should mention, is the bike trail, the Fox River Trail. So if you want to come for a weekend and go paddling one day, go biking another day, we've got lots of things for you to do.
Oh, yeah, that's, well, you know, we've been talking about the waterway because that's what this has been designated as. But, yeah, there are hiking or bike paths along the way, huh?
Definitely.
All right, good to know. The website to click on, and it's wherethefoxgoes.com, wherethefoxgoes.com, and WGNradio.com on our contest page. You can win that getaway package. Karen, it's nice to meet you, and it's good to know this. Like I said, I spent time living in Sandwich, which is near Yorkville, mm-hmm. just a little bit, I guess, south and west of where you guys are, but it would be the next county over. And then the Fox River winds its way up through Kane County. It's good to know how to do it and how to find the information.
Thank you.
One more time, wherethefoxgoes.com.